Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
1 Chronicles 16 exhorts us, O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. The ancient Israelites had a long list of wondrous works for which to praise the Lord, keeping his covenant promises, protecting them in the wilderness, and leading them to the promised land. As we reflect on our past, we too have much to be thankful for. As Wisconsin Family Council approaches its 40th anniversary, we invite you to look back with us on our shared efforts and accomplishments, even as we forge ahead to a bright future with renewed energy. 43 years ago, Wisconsin was divided in a conflict concerning a new phenomenon, homeschooling. Marvin Munyon, the principal of Calvary Baptist School in Watertown, rolled up his sleeves and entered the arena. Marv would go on to play a significant role in passing Wisconsin Act 512 the following year, legalizing homeschooling and private schooling in Wisconsin. The 1983 through 84 battle over homeschooling and private schooling revealed the need for Christians to have a full-time presence in Madison to promote positive policies and oppose negative ones. In 1986, Marv and a couple other men began the organization that would become Wisconsin Family Council. From the beginning, Wisconsin Family Council has defended life from conception, God's design for marriage and family, religious liberty, and parental rights in education in the Badger State. Each of these issues remains at our core today. As we fought to protect biblical marriage, otherwise known as traditional marriage, in the early 2000s, we knew we needed to create a sister organization that was not tax-exempt per IRS regulations to put more attention on lobbying in the state capitol. Wisconsin Family Action was therefore launched in 2006 and played a crucial role in passing the marriage amendment, saying that marriage is between one man and one woman, which our Wisconsin Constitution still affirms to this day. Since then, Wisconsin Family Action has advocated in the state legislature on policy issues that impact marriage, family, life, religious freedom, and school choice. It has also mobilized Wisconsin citizens to become meaningfully involved in their local and state governments and prepare election-related materials that help Wisconsin voters to identify conservative candidates. As we consider God's faithfulness to our organizations and the impact he has made through our faithful partners, we would be remiss if we overlooked the incredible leadership, excellence, and vision supplied by President Emeritus Jelaine Appling. In October of 1997, Jelaine came to work at Wisconsin Family Council as Director of Office Operations. She served in that capacity until November 1998, when she was asked to become president of the organization. In her 27 years at Wisconsin Family Council, she became known across Wisconsin for her boldness, dedication, and vision. Beyond overseeing the development of Wisconsin Family Action, Jelaine expanded Wisconsin Family Council's impact in innumerable ways. Even in the last decade, she led the organization in beginning two impactful new ministry outreaches, the Church Ambassador Network and Lead Wisconsin. The Church Ambassador Network inspires churches to engage government for the advancement of God's kingdom, and Lead Wisconsin is a one-week summer camp that empowers teens through biblical worldview sessions and real-life leadership simulation. Today, President Emeritus Jelaine Appling still provides valuable wisdom from her years of experience on the front lines. We invite you to join us in honoring the past and embracing the future at our 40th anniversary gala on May 1st at the Ingleside Hotel in Pewaukee. At the event, we will reflect on our shared history, honor Jelaine's 27 years of extraordinary leadership and dedication, and look forward to a bright future together. In addition, Katie Faust, founder and president of Them Before Us, will challenge us with her powerful message on protecting children and strengthening families. Please visit wifamilycouncil.org or call us at 888-378-7395 to register today. Over the last 40 years, Wisconsin Family Council has become a trusted source for Christian conservatives across our state. We're humbled by the impact God has made through this ministry and you, our partners. We look forward to seeing you on May 1st as we give thanks to the Lord, celebrate Wisconsin Family Council, and pay tribute to Jelaine Appling's legacy. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, President of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.